This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row in the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Last year, 2016, being the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's passing away, Lee Swee Kyung, the artistic director of Nyobakan, staged a Bhutto performance of the bard's Richard III. Then the later version, which was performed in Pentas II, evolved from its first manifestation in Publica. Swee Kyung is here. The 10th KL Bhutto Festival is about to make its appearance, and that's why he is here.
Thank you.
Swee Kyung. Yep. I saw your Bhutto performance of Richard III. Why Richard III? I know you told Mira that you looked at several other plays. You and Ken Lee, who worked as your dramaturg, talked about it. Then you decided on Richard III. Why?
Oh, last year, everybody doing Shakespeare. So I was commissioned by KL Pak. As you know, last year, we have many performing art form of Shakespeare. The musical, even though Bollywood, right? So, Farida was commissioned me doing this Bhutto Shakespeare.
But why did you choose Richard III? You could have gone with Macbeth because it allows for witches to come on stage. And when I think about Bhutto, witches kind of fit quite well.
Yeah, and of course, Richard III is one of the famous script from Shakespeare. To me, it's more dramatic, and also because of there is some ghost spirit scene in it. And in Bhutto, it seems like good to have that kind of interpretation.
You did two versions of Richard III. One was in Publica, and then another one in KL Pak. So I guess the KL Pak one was the one that was commissioned. How are the two different, and what's the link between them?
It was very different, and I was quite amazed by the different team, you see. For the KL Pak version, I was invited a Japanese Bhutto artist, and then worked with a new talent, Jit. He is the residence director in KL Pak, yeah? And also for the Publica version, I was working with Ken Lee, so he is the expert.
The dramaturg.
Yes. And also was working with another two actors, which is Anthony Lee from the Chinese Theater. He is a very powerful actor and director. And also Hannah Nadira, also a very good actor.
But what made you choose to do them differently?
The background or the training of the team member different. So therefore, automatically, so I like to have that kind of interaction or like working together in the organic way.
Did you start with two different ideas for the two different productions, or did one in a way help evolve into the other?
Okay, I'm that kind of person not to work on the paper. I'm more to like practical. I need to meet the person and literally work in the studio and then work physically. Then the inspiration will get more and more. So therefore, I was not worried about or try to design very hard. How should I make it different? So I never thought about that. When I met the people, and then the ideas and, you know, the energy just come and flow and grow.
In a way, those two were created at about the same time without the one in Publica having formed and given a shape already. Then you say, okay, now from there, where can I go with this new actor? So in a way, they are two different productions altogether.
In fact, I was started with Ken Lee and Anthony first. So, and then two of them, they provided me a lot of, the inspiration about Shakespeare and about Richard III. And then from there, I have a lot of good materials about Richard III. Yeah, so from there also, then slowly make up the second version in care pack.
So what's left over from the first, you took the second. Is that how it worked out?
No, not like that. Yeah. In fact, when I met the different artists, and then the ideas, it will come, you see. So, you know, artists are always, they are not sitting there and wait for things to happen.
For the KL Pack one, did you therefore begin with, I know I have Jit, I have another Bhutto dancer. You also had some very interesting people, musicians.
Yes.
And a singer. Oh, I love what this person did. I tell you, I saw the second one and I was thinking, you know, Richard III or not Richard III, I don't care.
Yes.
It was for me that mesmerizing.
Yes. Yeah. To me, I'm not literally interpret the script, you see, and that's not my strength also. So therefore, I have to use a different point of view to get into Richard III. And in fact, yes, you mentioned about the music. So they were great. The composer was Yi Ka Ho. We've been working together many times.
Yeah, I was just, literally, I love the production. I can still see it in my head, you know, the light, the color, and what you did with the chairs, right? Mm-hmm. You had chairs and then Jit reciting lines.
And with the chorus.
Yeah, yeah. It was a really wonderful production.
Thank you.
Which leads me to the question, that was done as part of Shakespeare, but also part of a festival. Was it part of your own Bhutto festival?
Yes.
This year is your 10th festival. How do you keep evolving? Or whether you evolve or not, maybe I should let you tell me. You know, when you have a festival that goes on from year to year, what do you need to ask yourself, or what questions do you pose for yourself so that you say, okay, this year I do this, next year I do that,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to say, okay, Bhutto, so I bring in another Bhutto. Next year I bring a different Bhutto artist. Mm-hmm. What's the rationale of this evolution?
So in fact, sometimes I'm also quite bored with the Bhutto performance, you see. But as you know, Bhutto was about 50 years ago. It's happened because of a big movement in the society in Japan. Yeah, 50 years ago. And now, when it spread to different cultures, to the different body, and then so the Bhutto has been developed for many different ways. So when this Bhutto come to Malaysia, and then we will have our own culture to, you know, adapt on it and then become the Malaysian Bhutto way.
So how is Malaysian Bhutto different from the Japanese Bhutto? What have you done with it?
Okay, first of all, you see, we have to talk about our living style and, you know, our cultures, the culture of food and lifestyle, everything different. So therefore, all these things make us different, you see.
Well, I agree that, you know, we eat nasi lemak, yes. We eat kari mee. Mm. But how does the manifestation of the dance change because we eat all these foods and we listen to different kinds of,
yes,
music, which are not necessarily Japanese music?
Yes. So as you see, like, every culture, they will have a very specific appearance, the physical appearance, you see. Of course, for Malaysian, we are like multicultural, and I think we have a lot of good resources, and also, and I no need to go and learn silat very serious, and then to get the essence of the Malay sense, you see. But because we grow here, and then all these elements are inside us already. And of course, technically, we still have to like seriously practice physically. Like, of course, I have the training of classical ballet and contemporary dance and yoga asana, Qigong, Tai Chi, and of course some martial art as well.
I suppose Bhutto dancers coming from a Japanese tradition might have the Japanese martial arts. Like you talked about silat, you probably have kendo and karate,
mm-hmm.
and maybe jujitsu.
Well, you see, so in fact, all this, in the Chinese term, they call it kung fu. It's actually the method. So the method means the kung fu, huh? Which is evolved with the gravity, which the Chinese say the dan tian, you see. I always say down to the earth and discover the gravity. all this technique is about the gravity. So in fact, when you see a strong performer on stage, sure, he must have a strong gravity. Then he will be able to project his aura by not like forcing the energy, you see.
You know what? I started with the question, how do you evolve the festival from here to
Let's come back to this. Okay. Personally, sometimes I also bought about Bhutto. My background is fine art trained from the art history, and then we study a lot how the development of the art. So perhaps all this make my point of view different when I want to do a creation. So I was as a display artist for many years when I was young. So therefore, I'm...
Visual artist.
Yes. So I was like working for a high-end fashion boutique. I set up the window display. And you know, like every season, they have new arrivals, autumn, winter collection, something like that. And then sometimes they have like the launching, the tea show in the hotel or in a very different venue. Then I have to design the environment. So therefore, I'm very sensitive with space. I think my strong point is when you see my production, very strong visual. Very strong visual.
That I must agree, very strong visual. Does that suggest then that having had this experience working as a window designer?
Yes.
When you think of the festival, each iteration, each year, you think in terms of, okay, this window for this year, what should it look like?
Something year, like that.
Next year, what kind of window will I have? Is that how it works?
Definitely. So like this year, I'm more focused on the mask. In fact, I've been exploring the performance with mask for many years already. So a few years ago, I was invited a very great Indonesian artist from Yogyakarta. His name is Agung Gunawan. And from there, I start to discover the beauty of playing with Mars, you see.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Sure.
I'm speaking with Lee Shui Kyong, who is the artistic director of Neo Bakan, a Bhutto dance company. We are leading into the 10th KL Bhutto Festival, where international artists will be coming to Malaysia. Coming up, we'll talk about the festival, what it offers, from workshops to exhibitions. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You are listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, speaking with Lee Shui Kyong, Artistic Director of Neo Bakan Bhutto Dance Company. You were telling me about how you have shaped this year's performances with masks, because you've been interested in masks. Do Bhutto dancers, on the whole, use masks?
It seems like never, you see.
Because I remember they always painted white. Maybe by painting the face white, that's already a mask without having to wear another mask.
Well, can be. Yeah, and I always love to explore the Bhutto with different elements. Like a few years back, I was working with a Beijing opera performer. And also with many others, different art form, like cross-discipline, and then try to, you know, from there to generate the creativity and possibility.
Like last year, you had the singing, which was a song without words. Sounds like kind of a humming with different pitches.
Yes, I call that the Bhutto theater. So okay. This is also a new term. So in fact, for the traditional Bhutto, they never have the
singing.
Bhutto theater. Yeah. Singing, I'm not sure, but Bhutto theatre for sure not.
Okay, so you are using mask for this one. In using the mask, what do you do with it beyond putting it on your face? What does the mask allow you to express?
Oh, this is amazing experience. In fact, I did a lot of research about the mask in different cultures, different interpretation. In fact, I love the no mask, the Japanese no mask, very much. And then it was like giving me a lot of inspiration. And then And of course, like different mass bookshop with a different discipline from overseas, the artists. And then from there, I try to develop my Bhutto way, and then to play with the mass, and then based on the capability of the performer.
Without telling us too much, how do you play with the mask in the context of a Bhutto dance?
First of all, we have to breathe with the mask. Then the mask will become live, you see. Of course, we have the Bhutto performer playing the mask, and also I'm also inviting a theater practitioner who is also a great performer, actress, Ling Tang, to play the mask. So you will see like very different interpretation with the mask.
For this festival, I understand you have invited also traditional Bhutto dancers. They are actually Bhutto masters who are coming here. Koichi Tamano and Hiroko Tamano.
Yes, they are couples. In fact, they are the very important disciple 50 years ago of Tatsumi Hijikata, who is the Ankoku Bhutto master. He's now 70 years old. So what a great honor. So, and also would like to thank the Japan Foundation for the great support to bring us the artists. Besides the performance, they are also offer a workshop.
More often than not, when we think of dancing, we think of young bodies that can do all kinds of contortions. But here you have somebody who is couple, husband and wife, who are in their 70s.
I can't imagine, Sun Heng. So this is what I'm looking forward. You know, he's been doing Bhutto 50 years for his entire life. The Bhutto Fest intention also a platform to have a sharing or the observation or the learning progress from real Bhutto master from Japan.
You know, for the most part, the performing arts is dominated by young people. And I mean young, usually not
young
people.
Like you?
young like me. For the most part, too, if you see a play, it's about young people. We don't see older people on stage. We don't hear their stories. Is this a way of getting a story of older people who are in our society?
Yes.
Who are for the most part invisible to young people.
Exactly. So this is, thank you for bringing up this issue. I think this is an issue that everybody need to be aware of. I remember 2 years ago when Marion did a production, she said one of her plan that she wish to do, so she need the actors in the 80s, in his 80s, you see. This is what a great idea.
I think she'll have a hard time finding actors in their 80s. Unless you use people who are not traditionally on
20
stage.
20 years later, you can do that. And you see, when they perform, they are performed with their entire life. They are
With their experience, with their lived experience.
Yes, yeah. Even though like the way they carry themselves.
How they carry their bodies.
Yes, exactly.
The experiences that they've had in life will inform the way they move, the way they say things.
Yes, even though like how they project their voice, you see, and you can feel the age.
Beyond the Tamanos who are coming, so you have that dance by them, and that dance, if I'm not mistaken, is called Earth Child.
Yes. Right.
And then you have your group dancing also, and that's called
Wooden Face.
Wooden Face. What else is happening besides the Bhutto performances?
For this KL, the 10th KL Bhutto Fest, we have two performances, two exhibitions, and one Bhutto workshop. So the second performance will be on the 11th of November. This is my solo, The Goddess of Mercy. I call this meditative solo performance.
So there are three different performances, but two of them are going to be double billed the first time around.
You are right. So the Earth Child by Tamano Koichi and wife, and the Wooden Face are
double billed.
Yes, on the 4th of November. And then the following weekend, which is the 11th of November, is The Goddess of Mercy. This meditative solo performance, I suppose this is a very new concept for the audience, because when most of the time when I move, I am in the meditative way. So I call this Zen dance. So I was quiet, and I would like to share this moment with the audience. When the audience come, they will share the meditative moment with the performer.
Okay, so we have two different performances. The exhibitions. What are the exhibitions about?
Uh-huh. So there are two exhibitions. The painting exhibition by Lo Bok Lai. He is also the lecturer in Dasai Art College. So the other exhibition is a photograph exhibition by Dave Lee. Both exhibitions in the same hall of Publica White Box Gallery.
A Butoh Fest is about dance.
Mm-hmm.
Why an exhibition that's visuals in conjunction with this?
Yes, as I told you before, perhaps my background fine art trained. So therefore, I have a broad idea about how to make up and festival on, yes, Butoh like is a physical appearance, you see, but yet can we have a different possibility to interpret the philosophy of Butoh?
So the exhibitions are an extension of the philosophy. They don't just happen to be art exhibition and we can therefore bring them into a Butoh festival with unrelated themes. So the themes are related.
Exactly. You see, especially for the photographer, very difficult. You see, like, no matter how amazing of a visual, when the photographer, he take a photograph of the good visual on stage. But after all, it's still like a photo of the, no matter like how good your light and the action of the movement, but it's still like the photo of the performance, you see. But we try to avoid that. The power of the photograph is not there. You know what I mean? You have to base on the Butoh philosophy, but yet by not make it like a Butoh or a dance photography.
Okay, if I understand you correctly, then the photographer does not approach the picture as picture of a
performance.
Yes. It's not a document of a performance.
You are right.
It's supposed to be, you're seeing it and it's supposed to be the now.
Yes, an art piece of the photograph of Butoh art.
So you have two exhibitions, one's oil painting, one's photography, Butoh performances, and you also have a workshop.
Yes. Yes, the workshops are 2 days, so by Tamano Koichi and wife.
And anybody can attend these workshops, or do you need to be a dancer? You need to know some Butoh moves?
Not necessary. So for Tamano Koichi, he is very open. So in fact, when I look at his other's workshop news in his Facebook in overseas, so he always welcome to any people who are interested. Yes, please come for the workshop if you like it.
The 10th KL Butoh Festival begins the weekend of November 4th. Activities related to the festival will take place in Publica Solaris Dutamas. The festival offers a variety of events, which includes, first, a double bill, Earth Child, by two senior Butoh masters, Koichi Tamano and Hiroko Tamano, and then Wooden Face by Nobia Khan. After that, the other activities, exhibitions, workshops, culminating with another performance by Sui Kyong himself.
Yes, please get to the Facebook of KL Butoh Fest, you will get more details and information.
Yeah, go to that place for all the detailed information. Facebook, 10th KL Butoh Festival. Thank you, Sui Kyong.
Thank you, Sun Heng.
This is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Sun Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.